Rediscovering Richmond is made possible by Historic Richmond Foundation, working to promote, protect, and preserve Richmond's architectural history with the goal of economic progress and cultural enrichment. Online at historicrichmond.com.
Commentator Brooks Smith is rediscovering the places and spaces of Richmond. And today, Brooks, we're going to talk about one of the neighborhoods of Richmond, the Carver neighborhood.
A neighborhood rich in names and history, and most recently a neighborhood in bloom. It's just north of Broad, bounded by Marshall, Lee, Lombardi, and Belvedere.
I understand it's had other names in its history.
At least four that I can count. Its first name was Gilston, so named for the first house of Parson Buchanan's, who owned a farm on the property that is now the Carver neighborhood. It was later known as Elba, home of Judge Dabney Carr, the first subdivided tract on the old farm, and also a school that was built in the neighborhood in 1880. For a while after the Civil War, it was known as Sheep Hill, because people would herd sheep and cattle through the neighborhood on the way to the stockyards and slaughterhouses. And most recently, of course, it is known as Carver. There was a new school built in 1887, named in honor of George Washington Carver, the great American scientist and inventor. And that name, at least so far, has stuck.
Tell us a little more about the origins of the neighborhood.
Well, like so many prized parcels in Richmond, it sources from William Byrd III's infamous land lottery to pay off his gambling debts. 500 acres were built out of the lottery and owned by Parson Buchanan, who served as the rector of St. John's Church for almost 40 years. His farm became home to the earliest Koit Club in America, which we talked about last year. The springs that crisscrossed the estate became the source of some of the earliest breweries in the city, which we've talked about in the past. And also the field out back of the farm became the first baseball stadium in the city in the 1870s.
Yeah, as you say, all of which we have alluded to on previous occasions here. It developed, of course, soon into a residential and commercial area.
That's right, and I think we can credit the Richmond Turnpike, better known as Broad Street, for that. The turnpike was built in 1804 to connect the city with the Deep Run coal pits, the first coal mined in the Commonwealth, mined right here in the Richmond area. And the turnpike inspired development. There was increasing pressure on the old Parson to subdivide and develop his property, and he eventually capitulated in the early 1800s.
And now it's definitely a mixed-use area of the city, residential, commercial, industrial.
There are industrial routes, and this tracks back to the railroad when RF&P came to the city in 1836. For a while, the railroad was prominent on Broad Street and down by the river, but because of the noise and the smoke and some fairly disastrous fires associated with flames coming off the locomotives, the railroad actually crossed through a portion of Carver and inspired some industrial development. Some famous old companies in Richmond, the Peter Stumpf Brewing Company, which was home to the Home Brewery in Richmond that was the beer of choice for some 100 years. The earliest Friedman Marks men's suit warehouse, that pioneering company of men's suits on a rack. And my favorite, perhaps, is a company called the Pin Money Pickles Company, which started in the home of Mrs. Ellen Tompkins Kidd, who lived in Carver. She built a factory, grew to a huge business, grossing more than $500,000 per year in the early 20th century. And unfortunately, her recipe seems to have passed along with Mrs. Kidd, so there's no longer a Pin Money Pickles Company.
Thanks to Brooks. I'll have a few seconds if you have any final thoughts.
Well, if you have some time on your hands, I'd encourage you to drive up Marshall or Clay or one of the crisscrossing streets in Carver and enjoy some of the most distinctive architecture in the city, some of the most beautiful brick and stonework on old factory buildings. So it's worth a visit.
Brooks Smith rediscovers Richmond every other Thursday morning here on WCVE's broadcast of Morning Edition. Thanks, Brooks.
Thank you.